patrons of the arts, those of you who took the early and wandered into the wrong show, those of you who couldn't get tickets tonight to see Youth Code. I know, I wanted to go see them too. Anyway, this is for you.
Yeah. We'll be right back. stage dive. I know you're excited, I'm glad about that, but I keep getting my equipment kicked in, and it's costing me money I don't have. I work for a living. I am like the most broke-ass person you'll ever see on stage. And the thing is, fuck you, you're like, because I pay for this shit, alright? Please, jump around, have a good time. Yes, you're very funny. Now go home and blow a sailor, ass monkey. You win that quarterback maybe twice over. I never ask two things. One, I never say make some noise. Because I'm afraid that you'll make the noise of unbaptized babies in hell. That's not good. Everybody make the noise of unbaptized babies in hell. That's the only thing I agree with the Catholic Church about. I think unbaptized babies should go to hell. Have you ever been stuck on a plane with a baby, and that baby's crying, and you think, oh, please let it be unbaptized and let there be a hell. I'm a very bad person, obviously. Spent a shitty week, Rick Vahall, who was one of my heroes, who was in The Young Ones. Rick Vahall passed away. That's funny. One of my favorite bands, a band called Stiff Valentine. You ever heard of Stiff Valentine? Fucking Stiff Valentine decided that they, I guess people were landing on their equipment too, that they didn't have enough money to continue playing live shows. I'd like everybody to do this. There's a song by Stiff Valentine called M451. Please remember this or write it down or film me saying it. Stiff Valentine. F451. It's one of the greatest songs ever about just getting fucked up. Go home tonight, download that song, it'll cost you $1, but if enough people do it, maybe Stiff Valentine will stay together. Instead of like saving the whales, which we can't do, we can save one band at a time. Oftentimes I'm looking at the lineup for festivals like this, and I'm thinking, why the fuck are Stiff Valentine broke? And like, Sappy McSaddleskin and his sad kids are all in the money. It makes me depressed as an ape. And what else bugged me out? I bugged out by a lot this week. Thank you for letting me talk about it. I appreciate it. Okay. Let me say, a few years ago, one of my favorite bands called Dark Drive Clinic, they had a breakup, so they didn't have money because all the money was going to the Pitchfork bands, and that's not good. Except for Pitchfork did like Youth Code, and Youth Code was playing tonight, and they're good. Another thing that happened this week, I just have to get this last thing off my mind, but there was a gentleman by the name of Scott X, E-K-S, and he was running for office in Oklahoma, and he said that gay people should be stoned. And at first I thought he meant like they should be allowed to get high. And I would buy a tin gun, a bag of weed. I watch Project Runway, and I enjoy that show. But he actually meant stoned with rocks. And I thought, and he's from Oklahoma. And I thought, that's the sort of shit that you said that in downtown Tehran, somebody would go, oh, not cool, man, not cool. But being a very literate person that I am, I'm very into literature. For example, right now, somewhere across town, Amanda Palmer is working on her book, Let's Keep It Down, since you can finish it. I want to read that book. Most rock books, I don't. I went and I Googled up, oh, guys, you can't fight down there. I'm up here. The show is up here. If everybody looks down there, nobody will see my pretty face. Now I'm from Philly. I have to jump down there and wake it up. Changing a word of the review I am about to read. This is verbatim from Amazon.com. This is from Scott X, who seems to have a problem with gay people. Now let me just point out what he's reviewing. He's reviewing brass nozzles, okay? I have used a brass nozzle a long time ago, but the ones I got from Mr. Gent were the ones I owned. I was amazed with how simple to use they were and how powerful of a jet they produce. Remember, he thinks gay people should be killed. The package came with several replacement washers. They were solidly built, judging by their heaviness. The grips were, well, very grippy. No leaks or anything. I have no complaints and would heartily recommend these nozzles to anyone who wants an effective, well-built, American-made, which he's putting all caps, product to get the spraying job done. I have watched 12 seasons of Project Runway, and that is the gayest thing I've ever seen. If Tim's not here tonight, he goes, hey, look at Scott's window. Well, Scott, I think it's a little too gay. I'm sorry. So what did we learn tonight? We learned that if I'm willing to jump into the audience and stop a small argument, I can probably bring peace to the Middle East, so send me there. Oh, by the way, Chip, before I forget, I want to thank MC Brett for opening this evening. And I want to thank Pink Lizard and the Wizard Lizards for coming all the way. We're sending them all the way from Australia, but thank you very much. One of my favorite bands was ever, of all time, was supposed to be here tonight. They couldn't be here, the Rats and Nutina. Give it up for Rats. I have it in my bag, and I might bring it up. I have a Rasputina action figure. How We Quit the Farce is a record that changed my life. How We Quit the Farce is fantastic. I should really shut the fuck up, because what's not working for here? Is this like going to be stuffed into my waistband? That's like, all the dollars I have are sweaty. Well, I can certainly fix any damage to my keyboards now. Ew. I'm going to have to hurt. Shit, sorry guys, I rambled on tonight. I do that occasionally. Joe, get me out of this.
How are you getting there?
A little more lean in would have been nice. Like, oh, maybe you want to go see Scott next. Drive to his house. Drive to Oklahoma. Ask him if he can show you his nozzle. That would have been good.
Yeah.
But no, I'll go to Oklahoma and I'll see Scott X's nozzle. How are you getting?
How are you going to get to Oklahoma anyway?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I've got a bitchin' Camaro.
Bitch Camaro, bitch Camaro.
Put your hands up. Rainbow is the right song. Mr. Rodney's getting old and doesn't, it's like, wait a minute, Mr. Rodney doesn't know where the keys to the roundabout are.
Yeah. show.